Well, so we continue today in Simen Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Lo Yafsik B'Tfilos, so a person should not interrupt while davening. Ba'afilu Melech Yisrael Shol B'Shlomo, even if a Jewish king asks you, inquires about your welfare in the midst of davening, Lo Yishivenu, you should not respond. Aval Melech Ovdei Kochavim, but if a Gentile king inquires about your welfare, Im Efshelo L'Katzer D'Hanu Shiomar B'Tchilas Abracha V'Sofa Kodem Shiagia Elav, if you're able to go ahead and essentially daven quickly, so that you're able to go ahead and say the beginning and the end of the bracha before the king gets to you, then you should do so. Or if it's possible for you to go ahead and potentially move to the side of the road so as to avoid the king altogether, then that is certainly good as well. Mishnah Berurah points out that it's better to go ahead and shorten your Shmona Esrei than it is to move to the side. But if you're unable to do this, meaning if you're unable to go ahead and either daven quickly or move to the side, then the halacha is yafsik. Then you're permitted to stop your Shmona Esrei. And of course, the situation that we're dealing with over here with the Gentile ruler is, of course, someone ultimately, again, who you're fearful could chas v'shalom kill you. So with such a person, you're permitted to go ahead and interrupt your Shmona Esrei or move to the side or shorten your Shmona Esrei in order to answer. Sif Beis. Hayim espala b'derech uba behema okarun kenegdo. If a person was davening on the road and an animal or a wagon was coming towards him, yata min haderech v'lo yafsik. It is better simply to just move to the side of the road and don't interrupt Shmona Esrei. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kot Vav, Minaderech, Rotzeh Lomar Aftuhu Sakanto, Shelo Yavo HaBehema V'Akaron Alav, even though again there is Sakana, that the behema or the wagon should not come upon the person. Mikomakom kevan de'ef shelo lihinatzel mizeh ayide shiata min aderech asr lahafsik b'dibor. Lomar li'ish acha shiyake maka lebehema v'ligar b'bal karon shelo yavo kenegdo. So that's actually very important. What the halacha is teaching me is that if I see that there's something that's going to interrupt my Shmona Esrei and I have a choice between moving to the side, or speaking, the halacha is telling me that it is better to move to the side and not interrupt my Shmona Esrei. But in another matter, so the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, he says, So remember, this license to go ahead and move to the side or move somewhere else when one is still in the middle of Shmona Esrei is only in this type of extreme situation. But in a different type of circumstance, a person should not move from his space until he finishes Shmona Esrei, unless, of course, he's at the Tachnunim, the supplications at the end of Shmona Esrei. So this is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah comments over here. He says in Sif Kot and Ches, V'yesh ligar b'chazanim, sh'okrin mimakom b'yom kipurin kishamagin el v'anachnu korin, u'b'seder avod, k'diz b'sim tov reish chaf alef sif dalet b'hago, ela ma'amidin lo shtender kinog b'eno l'bein l'vtevo, u'b'avod m'sakin ha'shtender v'in tzarech la'akar raglov. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that in Chazaras HaShatz and Yomim Noroim, when we get to Aleinu, so the Mishnah Berurah says it's not appropriate for the chazan to move his feet. Rather, what you should do is you should put a shtender between the chazan and the bima, or the Amid, and then you could remove the shtender. The chazan then has the room to bow down appropriately. B'tachnunim sivka intes da'az mutar im ha'akira l'tzorech mitzvah kitzas kigol mashon nogim b'shatz shetekev achar zeraj tzvila oke raglov v'yoshev l'tachnun mkom shenogim lomar tachnun b'yeshiva v'chin ol l'bim l'kriyas ha'torah af shalai gedan l'kadesh she'im tiskabo shaposeh v'gyom psios oke gom adamin v'gimara rabbi akiva shay adam anichom. So the idea over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, is that if one has already said essentially the bracha of Ose Shalom or Hamvarecha Samo Yisrael Bashalom, then at the end of the day, one is just simply in the midst of Tachnunim, additional supplications at the end of Shmona Esrei, one is permitted to interrupt their Shmona Esrei in order to go ahead and move for some type of purpose. Halacha Gimel, Afilu Nachash Karuch Ala Kevo, even if there's a snake literally wrapping itself around the ankle of an individual, nevertheless, lo yafsik, a person should not go ahead and stop his Shmona Esrei. Aval yochol leilich lemokum acher shedip al nachash raglo. So the idea over here is a person shouldn't interrupt, but obviously says the Rama, a person is permitted to go ahead and move to a different place in order to have the snake removed. the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sif Katan Yud Lo Yafsik Rotz Lomar Aidei Dibor Ki Golomar LaAchar Sheisirenu V'Chein Kol Asif Zev V'Sha'Achar Zev Shemaskir Hafsik Mari Hakoy De Dibor Ava Aidei Halicha Muter Shehalicha Lo Nikra Hafsik V'Daf Kachad Lo Tzorach LaHasir Anochesh After Delim Minastam Lo Yis Sakana Ava Shelo Lo Tzorach Mikri Halicha. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, same idea as we said before, that when I'm faced with a situation and the choice is between going ahead and asking someone for help or taking action myself, even though that action requires me to move, it is better to move than it is and be mafsik like that than it is to speak. The situation that Mishnah Berurah says over here is obviously we're talking about a situation where a person is not in mortal danger from the snake. Aval akrav, or the scorpion posek. With the scorpion, a person should stop and scream if they need to, ask for assistance, lefishu muad yosel azik, because the scorpion harms. Scorpion poses a danger. And with the Nachash as well, if he sees ultimately again that the Nachash is angry, or the Nachash Chas Hashem is venomous or poisonous, so certainly he's permitted to stop under those circumstances as well. Halacha Dalid. If a person sees that there's a shor, that there's an ox ultimately coming towards him, Posek, he should stop davening, he should stop. Now, obviously, in this stoppage over here, Posek means, again, he distances himself. Nun amos, 50 amos. Umimuat melo inob. That's from a short time, meaning a short that has not yet become a habitual damager. So one should go ahead and distance oneself at least 50 amos from a shor muad as far as the eye can see. Veshor muad is a shor that is a habitual damager. But if you happen to live in a place with docile oxen, then again there is no need to go ahead and move in the midst of Shmona Esrei. Bechol makom sheposek. We will stop over here for today. Emeret Hashem, we will pick up with Sif Hei tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.